So what is the Masters like? Let me share with you my personal stories. As part of this Todd Wright Toddcast recording on Tuesday, April 8th, just hosted the Todd Wright Tour Championship at West Chase Golf Club on Saturday to end the Todd Wright Tour's 24-25 season. I host that event on purpose the weekend before the Masters starts. Let me thank my sponsors who helped me with that tournament. First, Pin Chasers. Pin Chasers had two gift baskets on my prize draft table that went home with golfers who played in the event. Pin Chasers is on Instagram at Pin Chasers, always showing happy people at their facilities, four of them in the greater Tampa Bay area, and updating you on specials, one of which continues through April 20th, Spring Break Bowling. I'm reading it right off one of their Instagram posts. Unlimited bowling, $9.99 per person, ages K through 12, 2 hours until 5 p.m. Unlimited bowling, $9.99 per person, 2 hours, ages K through 12 until 5 p.m. That's through April 20th at all Pin Chasers locations. They always have a lot going there. I thank them for the gift baskets. They have sent a number of my golfers home with prize certificates in the gift baskets. I love that there was a bowling pin in there. There were other things, including a certificate for bowling parties. One was a party of any kind. One was specifically a birthday party. These things are up for up to, 8, 10, 12 people, somewhere in there. Thanks to Pin Chasers, four locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. For more details, visit pinchasers.net. Brandon Legal Group, I've had such a long run with them. They played in the Todd Wright Tour Championship, and they provided the gift baskets for every individual player that was on the two winning teams. We had an overall winner, Team Furman. We had a B-Flight winner in Team Ogilvy. Bruce Ogilvy was a huge winner at my event, as he also won the old school one iron 50-50 for $150 and a foursome to West Chase Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group is available for a free consult and is a full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. You can call them for a free consult at 813-902-3576 or by visiting brandonlegalgroup.com. Remember, stop paying permanent alimony. We've been talking about this now for almost a year and a half. It is no longer law in the state of Florida to pay permanent alimony. So if you are a resident of the state of Florida and you continue to pay permanent alimony, Brandon Legal Group can help alleviate or potentially eliminate future financial obligations. It's just one of the services they provide. BrandonLegalGroup.com, your full-service law firm. For a free consultation, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Got a lot on my mind. Let me also thank someone. I think this is a good story. So every year, I support Drew Garabo and John Sennings Down to Bowl event, which raises thousands of dollars and is held at a Pin Chasers for the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay. This is one of my favorite events annually because just everyone in the building is happy and having fun. And I wish we had more places and times and things like that in our world. So I was there again this year, and I noticed this really neat cake for Down to Bowl and all these cupcakes. And I never saw anyone at the table, but I picked up a business card for the Cake Guru, Making Desserts Divine. DivineCakeGuru.com, DivineCakeGuru at gmail.com. I asked Drew who the name on the card was, Danelle Morris. Drew said, I know who she is. I don't think I met her, but I know her creations were very popular and looked terrific. So I reached out to the cake guru via her business card. I introduced myself, said how great her creations looked at Down to Bowl, told her about the 2025 Todd Wright Tour Championship Golf Tournament at West Chase Golf Club. She got back to me within like 5 minutes. And I was asking for anything. I already had Hat Tricks catering the tournament. They did great. But they weren't providing a dessert item. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But golfers come off the course and they're hungry. And I never expected what Danelle, the cake guru, did for us. If you follow me on social media, on either Facebook, Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, or on Instagram, at ToddWright2121, you will see Danelle and you will see the cupcakes and the amazing cake she made to look like a bucket of range balls. Yeah. That Dave took back to Hat Tricks after catering my tournament. So the staff, the Hattie's girls, the kitchen guys, and my friend Sean sitting at the bar could enjoy the cake because all my golfers ate the cupcakes. If you have an event and a need for creative sweet treats, please reach out to the Cake Guru at divinecakeguru.com is her website, or divinecakeguru@gmail.com. Her name is Danelle Morris, D-E-N-N-E-L-L-E, and you can tell her that you saw what she did for the Todd Wright Tour Championship. You heard what she did for Down to Bowl, for Drew Garabo, and the Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay, and spread the word and ask if she can help your upcoming event, small event, big event, what have you. I had a sold out event, 120 golfers. That's where I cap it at for pace of play purposes. She had cupcakes for everybody. Fantastic personality. Her son came. He's a terrific young man. Was very helpful. So I wanted to make sure I sent the cake guru some future business. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. If you have golf questions, we're done for this season. Returning after Labor Day 2025. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. So, quick story about my golf tournament and how it connects to real life golf tournaments, if you will. I already mentioned how the Brandon Legal Group gift baskets, one was won. The great part about the B flight, and I didn't learn about this first from Jesse Pratt at Plantation Palms Golf Club. Jesse has hosted us at multiple golf clubs and helped me at another club he has never actually worked for to get in the door and host there. He currently is the general manager at Plantation Palms Golf Club and will be there again in October of 2025. Jesse often, with his events at the club, the ones he runs, has flights. And it kind of gives everybody a chance. So, you know, going into a team event, if you have a chance to win overall or not. But with flights, it gives more people a chance to randomly win based on how you break down the scoring. So, I've taken a page out of that book for a number of my events recently. And I like doing it. It keeps people interested. You can't cheat and win a B flight. Or Jesse often has a C flight as well. You can't. It's just how the scores fall. And if you're in the right spot, depending on how everybody else did, it's kind of like grading on a curve. A crude analogy. So Bruce Ogilvie's team won that. But my overall winner was a team captain by a first-time team captain, Kurt Furman. Kurt had played on a last-minute invite with a friend on a longtime team captain's need for players in the previous Todd Wright Tour event, Good versus Evil. Yes, I'm getting somewhere with this. Kurt was terrific. Love that he brought his own team out. This is one of the best case scenarios for me with my golf tour, right? It's word of mouth. That someone gets invited to play with someone else, has no idea about what I do, sees what I do, enjoys it, comes to me and says, do you mind if I bring my own team to the next event? That's why we sold out this event in 8 days. Kurt goes out and wins the tournament. Won it on a tiebreaker, and more specifically, won it on a walk-off. Not that I knew it at the time, not that they knew it at the time. So here's the story. Team Furman started on 5. So their last hole they played of the day was 4. At West Chase, that's a par 4. So I went back and looked at the scorecards and saw they made eagle. It was the only eagle they had on the card. We were playing a shamble format. Feel free to look it up. 4-person shamble. They had a 2 on the card on 4, their last hole. I reached out to him and I said, please tell me the details of what you guys did on the 4th hole. It was a windy day. They were downwind. Someone crushed a drive. So they're close. They have, you know, a little wedge in. And he described it was over the greenside bunker that they had to go over to get at the pin on 4. And he told us that the first player to attempt the second shot flipped the wedge just over the bunker, skip, roll, into the cup. And he said, clubs flew. We all started yelling. Only eagle of the day for them. That shot won them the tournament because it put them in a tie for first. And they ended up winning the tiebreaker. But that shot was a walk-off to win the tournament. And Kurt told me, the player who hit the shot, his name is Alec. Alec played college golf at Penn State. Cool. He's not a professional golfer, so don't scream ringer. Everything's fine. Alec's brother does play professional golf. As a matter of fact, Alec's brother Monday qualified at the recent PGA Tour event in Houston and missed the cut on the frickin' number. So I think that's really cool. I did not meet Alec personally other than handing him his gift basket as one of the team for winning the tournament. But that was the story on who won and the connection to someone who played in a PGA Tour event the previous week. And I thought that was really cool. Hope you don't mind me sharing. We're on a golf run here. I've been so fortunate to attend. I've been very fortunate in my whole life. One of the things I've been fortunate to do is have the experience of attending so many different sporting venues, sporting events, whether it was specific for work purposes, personal reasons, or in most cases, a little bit of both. When I was with ESPN, I said, I'm going to the Masters. I wasn't in a position to ask ESPN, which I don't think had started broadcasting the tournament yet. The Thursday, Friday rounds were still on USA Network. I wasn't in a position to ask ESPN to get me a media pass to go to the Masters. They had done so for other events, the Players' Championship, the PGA Championship at Hazeltine, 2002, the U.S. Open, 2003. Wasn't going to happen. There were others whose pay grade was way ahead of mine at ESPN to get credentialed for the Masters tournament. So during my years at ESPN, this just in, I made really good money. I'm still living off that money. I did take some of that money and jumped into the resale ticket market, and I bought my way into both the 2004 Masters and the 2005 Masters. The highlights from those three: 2004, I was there for Mickelson's first win. 2005, I was there for Tiger's last win until he came all the way back and won in 2019. And in 2005, I walked with Jack Nicklaus after a rain-delayed Friday second round, first thing in the morning, to finish, ironically, on 9, not 18, split tees, going off on Friday. Walked with Jack in his final competitive round the whole way. I've since been to 5 other Masters, some in the 2010s. Most recently, I went in 2022. I may end up going later this week. We'll see how everything works out. You've heard it's special. Whether you like golf or not, whether you buy it or not, you've heard that this is a very special sporting event. This is a very special week. This is everything about it is special. You've probably heard some things. A lot of people have attended the Masters. Again, I'm fortunate to be one of them, so I just wanted to share why it is special. And not just because I'm a sports fan, not just because I saw Mickelson win his first green jacket, I saw Tiger win a green jacket, I walked with Jack Nicklaus in his last competitive round. It's not who I saw, it's what it is. So, kind of walking through it, and I'll try to be brief. I'm never good at that. It is the most unique sporting event that I've ever attended. And I've attended pretty much everything in my life. There are exceptions. Yes, I've been to the World Cup. Yes, I've been to the Brickyard. Yes, I've been to the Daytona 500 multiple times. Super Bowls, yes. World Series, yes. NBA Finals, yes. All are parts of 10 Final Fours, yes. College national title games, yes. I've always said my three best experiences in college football, independent of my bias to attending my alma mater play big games at the Orange Bowl Stadium in Miami, was any Notre Dame home game. The big games I've attended in the Rose Bowl Stadium, and the SEC Championship game in Atlanta. But the Masters is above all of it. And I've attended other golf majors as well. Walk you through the day. As you're driving up, parking's free. I mean, let's just start there. I went to a spring training baseball game, had a great time. St. Patrick's Day, Jays, Phillies, Clearwater, last month. I've done the St. Patrick's Day spring training game a number of times in my life. It's always, the people watching is fantastic. I may have been the only sober one, and that's fine. It was 18 to park. Yeah, for a spring training game. Paid 27 to get in, SeatGeek. I'd do it again. Yeah, it was a good day. But how many sporting events anymore? There are some. Don't email me. You just pull up and it's free parking. And the Masters has tons of free parking. Now, let me add one more story to that because I've been a number of times. I like going on Sunday because you don't have to get there first thing in the morning. I want to walk with the leaders. I want to see who wins the tournament. I want to get into the guts of a Sunday at Augusta. I'll walk, then I'll sit on Amen Corner, and then I'll walk more. So I don't have to get there in the morning on Sunday. So there have been Sundays where, one in particular, I remember early 2010s, I think it was either a Bubba Watson or Adam Scott win. I was late and the free parking was full. Now they since have even more. And all I did was drive down a street in a nearby neighborhood. And sure enough, someone just comes out of their house. And they wave at me and they say, "Are you going to the tournament?" "Yes." Do you need a place to park?" And I parked in their driveway. And they even offered me the bathroom and a bottle of water. I may have paid them. I don't remember. And if it was, it wasn't much. But yes, something like that. Okay, you may get that at some college football games. You may get that, I don't know, at Lambeau Field. I've been there too. But that's the start of it. Then when you walk in the gates, you can't bring your phone. This is beyond what comedians, I guess, are doing now. And you put your phone in one of these soft-sided, it's not an envelope. It's like it's a soft-sided container. They have a name for it. I have done that at a taping of the game show Deal or No Deal, where your phone goes in that bag so you can't be on it, it's off, you can't record, right? The Masters won't do that for you. You just can't bring it. Plain and simple. On practice round days, you can bring an old school camera. It cannot be, "Well, my phone has a camera." That doesn't count. It has to be just a camera. So you can only take pictures on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. During the competitive rounds, not only no phones, no cameras. So beyond that, and I know some of you, look, I'm very attached to my device as well, but I try to get away from it. When I go to the gym, I don't take my phone. When I go to bed, I try not to have my phone near my bed. There are other places I try not to have my phone and disconnect. So as you're attending the tournament, we all experience this, right? Where sometimes you just look around where you are in our world and you don't see faces because people have their heads down, even if they're walking, sadly, if they're driving in their devices. There's none of that. Once you get inside the gates of the grounds at the Masters, nobody's on their device because they don't have their device. It goes beyond that, how walking through the gates and being on the golf course is so unique. It's a time warp. So not only is nobody on their devices, take it to this level. You can't buy a hot dog or a hamburger. And you say, "Well, why wouldn't they do that?" They don't want the smells of food to be something you notice. Their food options are classic, inexpensive. For many of the times I attended the Masters, it's a little more now, just because everything is. I'd walk in with a $20 bill, and I'd eat and drink more than a beer or two, and still have change. So the options are there. But they don't want you smelling a grill. They want the grounds to have a natural scent. You will not hear any music playing. That's not a knock at LIV. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. You can't run. You can't lay down. You are either on your feet. There are some grandstands, none on 18, that are manned if you can find a seat, first come, first serve. There are no corporate boxes, which is amazing for a major sporting event. And I think you get the idea. All of the restrooms are maintained. And the atmosphere is terrific. I talked earlier about how Drew Garabo's down to bowl event. You're in an atmosphere where everybody's just having a good time. Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's a lot more people. It's a lot bigger. Yeah, but it's like that. So that is, those are some of the things that make it special. Even if you're not a fan of golf, even if you don't care about golf, the minute you walk onto the property, actually even just driving up to park your car, you get some of the vibe from it. So there's a little bit of it since it's going to be talked about all week. Obviously, it is a uniquely televised sporting event because of the limited commercial presence. That's the way the Masters wants it done. They have total control over the broadcast. If they hear or see something they don't like, they will address it, which is why at least David Faraday often said and was quoted in John Feinstein, one of John Feinstein's last books, Miss John Feinstein. David Faraday said working the Masters was the toughest week of his life annually because parts of his sense of humor they didn't appreciate, and you can say something that basically gets you off the telecast and you have to refer to things a certain way. It's not the front nine and the back nine, it's the first nine and the second nine and on from there. But yes, I just wanted to share some of my first-person experiences, why it is so special, as many of you watch this week. And if you do choose to go in a future year, whether a ticket falls in your lap or you have the means to do so, I would highly recommend it, whether you are a sports fan and or a golf fan, just because of how unique it is to attend. I'll leave it there. Emails, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast, presented by Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. We'll talk to you next time.